Please stand by. Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, Connectivity for SOA, the Advantages of an Advanced ESB on System Z. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and will include a live question and answer session. Also, as a reminder, this call is being recorded. In this teleconference, we will show you how an Advanced Enterprise Service Bus, ESB, on System Z can give you the universal data transformation that messaging backbones require for seamless connectivity. You'll learn how an ESB WebSphere MQ and other WebSphere tools can help deliver value to all segments of your business, not just new web services applications. The speaker for today's teleconference is Nick Burling, Product Manager for WebSphere Message Broker. At this time, I'd like to hand over to our speaker, Nick Burling.
Thank you. Today I'm going to focus on why System Z is an ideal platform for building out an enterprise service bus, a critical component of any service-oriented architecture, and more specifically, why IBM is uniquely positioned to deliver an advanced enterprise service bus that takes advantage of System Z's industry-leading capabilities. If you'll move to slide one, I've laid out a high-level overview of what I'll cover, beginning with a quick look at the ESB's role in the connectivity entry point to SOA, and then defining what we mean by the term Enterprise Service Bus. It's important that we first understand the specific problems we're trying to solve, and then I'll dive into some of the specific characteristics of the ZOS environment that complement ESB deployments and make them most successful. Next, we'll focus on why IBM is best positioned to leverage these ZOS-specific capabilities by looking at WebSphere Message Broker, as well as complementary offerings that extend and accelerate the value of Message Broker to offer an advanced ESB with universal connectivity as the foundation for your service-oriented architecture. Moving on to slide two, I want to focus on the important role that an enterprise service bus plays in providing an entry point to service-oriented architecture. Here we see the five key entry points that IBM has laid out: people, process, information, connectivity, and reuse. Connectivity is the technical underpinning for a service-oriented architecture, ensuring flexible communication across the enterprise, and nowhere is it more effective than on System Z. An ESB provides the platform to connect everything inside and outside your company, enabling your SOA to deliver reliability and security with high performance and high availability, spanning newly developed web services and complex heterogeneous environments. IBM powers the most connected SOA for your business, through which you can link together all types of data, applications, protocols, and platforms, from sensors, handheld devices, and appliances to the mainframe. An ESB provides the core set of connectivity services needed by a business looking to implement SOA. However, an ESB does not provide all of the functionality needed to connect together all assets in an SOA, and we'll talk about some of the ways in which you can extend and accelerate your ESB to contain the broadest reach. And this leads us into the next slide, where we'll dive deeper into the specific benefits that an ESB offers. So on slide three, let's begin with the business objectives that drives the need for an ESB in today's world. Businesses need to drive innovative solutions more efficiently, and on tighter budgets than ever before, they need to be able to measure their success in greater detail and ensure that they are beating their competition to the punch. In the case of one IBM customer, a major insurance company in this case, they had a host of existing assets that you can see in the bottom part of the slide, such as claims databases and a variety of claims processing systems that they need to leverage to deliver new services faster to their customers. However, when we move to slide four, we see that these businesses face significant barriers. Over time, they have built up complex processes and systems, often using a variety of heterogeneous applications and interfaces, and the result is it's difficult for them to adapt quickly to changing business conditions. In the end, a large portion of IT budgets are spent just maintaining these complex systems and not on new value-add investments and projects. This is where the ESB comes in. Moving to slide five, we see an overview of what an ESB is at its core. An ESB provides the flexible connectivity infrastructure necessary for integrating applications and services. An ESB provides this infrastructure by matching and routing messages between services, converting transport protocols between requester and service provider, transforming message formats between requester and service provider, and distributing business events from or to disparate sources. Now, understanding these core capabilities, how do we define an advanced enterprise service bus? On slide 6, we can see that an advanced ESB extends the value of SOA to both standard and non-standard applications. An advanced ESB mediates between both XML and non-XML data formats, enabling non-SOA applications to behave as services, and creates a bridge between yesterday's architectures and the SOA of today. In addition, advanced ESB provides native support for a broad range of industry data formats and a variety of protocols, providing universal connectivity for your most critical business applications. Adding to that universal connectivity, an advanced ESB provides exceptionally high-speed data movement and scalability to ensure the highest quality of service and availability. Now, a discussion around availability creates a great segue to the next part of the presentation where we'll look at some of the specific characteristics of the ZOS environment that make it an ideal platform for deploying your advanced ESB. So let's move to slide 7. Because ESB plays a central role in providing the connectivity infrastructure for your SOA services, outages or downtime can have significantly damaging effects to your business. What's more, as the business's reliance on those SOA services increases, even the cost of just restart and recovery time may be unacceptable. The ZOS platform, however, is uniquely capable of ensuring that your ESB is highly available. System Z features redundant, dynamically replaced hardware components to protect against component failure. It offers EAL5 certified logical partitions with full hardware sharing to protect against a system outage, and System Z deployments are frequently interconnected into a parallel sysplex, providing the benefits of a multi-system with the management of a single system, providing true 24/7 operations. To help illustrate this point, one large U.S. bank running their ESB on System Z has seen 99.987% availability since their initial deployment 2 years ago. This one unplanned outage was caused by an unanticipated requirement for a date change, an error that will not repeat again. So moving on to slide 8, any ESB needs to be able to handle the variable loads associated with running a messaging infrastructure. Applications rely on the ESB to connect in a timely fashion in order to support their individual service level agreements, and System Z offers the best linear scalability in the industry to meet this demand. System Z's low multiprocessor overhead continues to lead the industry. In addition, the parallel sysplex allows for highly efficient interconnection of multiple systems to achieve near linear scaling for most applications. System Z supports shared queues and allows the ESB to place requests in a coupling facility where ESB instances on each member of the sysplex may pull the requests. This brings the power of multiple systems to the workload such that when one system is very busy, another system can handle the task. Moving on to slide 9. In addition to availability and scalability, an advanced ESB solution needs to incorporate rich security functionality to protect your mission-critical data. A breach of the ESB could have drastic repercussions affecting many applications and may be difficult to detect until some damage is already done. The industry in general views System Z as the most secure platform available. It's been running the most critical core business applications for most large corporations for decades. In addition, it stores most of the critical business data for today's enterprises. An ESB implementation on Z does not run in a Unix shell, and hence it's not possible for anyone to log into the environment. Identities associated with started tasks are not able to log into the system and are controlled completely by system security personnel. It is virtually impossible for one application to tamper with the storage space of another application without specific security authorization. To provide an example, one large U.S. bank runs all their critical business functions, such as their ATM network, on System Z. A security audit of their first WebSphere application on System Z was scheduled for 7 days, completed in 3 without finding a single exposure. ZOS also provides robust support from public key infrastructure, allowing a business or agency to act as its own certificate authority. Another example here of an IBM customer is a large telecommunications company in South America that saved close to $10 million per year simply by managing their own keys. Moving on to slide 10. Mission-critical infrastructure such as an ESB must remain available when a disaster actually does occur. Many applications rely on the ESB as their transport, so the effect of an outage can be widespread and costly to the business. Since the ESB is just another System Z task, it can fully participate in the platform's dynamic recovery scenarios, queued messages can be replicated such that the ESB can be dynamically recovered by the backup system. System Z also supports the interconnection of geographically dispersed data centers. So this allows two clusters of System Z machines to take over work from each other automatically in the event of a catastrophic event. This technology supports both metropolitan and regional disaster scenarios. Both systems may perform productivity work if desired, and the designated relative importance of each workload will dictate how available resources are used following a takeover. System Z features such as capacity on demand and capacity backup may also be employed to dynamically activate additional resources to meet needs during the crisis period. On to slide 11. Lastly, we see that co-locating your ESB with partner applications on Z results in significant operational efficiency gains. Many of today's more interesting core business functions exist in the traditional transaction processing managers available on System Z. In fact, over 90% of Fortune 500 companies are reported to rely on KICS running on ZOS for their core business functions. By co-locating the ESB on the same system, shared memory efficiencies can be achieved. Interaction between the ESB and the business transaction can be achieved through a cross-memory call. Not only is it faster than a network connection, but it minimizes marshalling, demarshalling, and additional cross-system scheduling work that may be required. This, in turn, improves responsiveness and lowers resource consumption. In addition, the cross-memory call is secure, avoiding the need to employ costly encryption, decryption, to ensure the privacy of the information exchange. As an example, that same large South American telecommunications company I mentioned improved the response time of their Java applications by 77% by co-locating the application with the database running on System Z. In addition, ESBs require support in areas such as capacity planning, security audit, software maintenance, configuration backup, version upgrades, and monitoring. These tasks are also required by existing applications running on System Z today, however. So by adding the ESB to System Z, much of this work can be added to the task list of specialists already performing those tasks today. Since these tasks are typically highly automated in support of existing applications, this automation can also be applied to the ESB, avoiding the need to increase support staff. Consolidating ESB instances onto a single system also offers significant economies of scale. The code libraries and configuration files can be shared, and existing tools and procedures for change management and maintenance can be reused. A large U.S. bank, for example, started deploying Java applications into their shared System Z environment several years ago. Over this period of time, they have deployed more than 70 applications without any increase in support staff. As I referenced earlier, one challenge with the ESBs, however, is that the load being driven through them is typically difficult to predict, especially in a dynamic environment of service-oriented architecture, where a new application can come online more quickly than ever before. Being able to share capacity with application servers allows the system to balance needs against all available capacity for optimization. This can dramatically affect the cost by eliminating the need to over-engineer solutions. That same large U.S. bank now estimates the cost of running Java on ZOS to be simply 20% of the cost of running traditional workloads by leveraging the specialty processes that are available to them on Z. So now that we've covered some of the broad System Z capabilities that make deploying an ESB on Z so effective, let's take a look at why IBM is uniquely positioned to deliver a first-class advanced ESB on System Z. On slide 12, we see an overview of WebSphere MQ. MQ's key strength lies in its breadth of connectivity. It runs on virtually any commercial IT platform, including native ZOS, and provides support for a broad range of programming languages, including Java, C, C++, C#, .NET, COBOL, etc. The implication here is that customers can now integrate anything they have and use the skills they already have. And IBM's advanced ESB, WebSphere Message Broker, takes full advantage of that capability by providing a framework for existing MQ applications and extending the value of those existing MQ applications. So moving on to slide 13. Here we find a detailed overview of WebSphere Message Broker. The combination of the ZOS platform and version 6 of WebSphere Message Broker provides a unique set of functional, operational, and performance characteristics aimed at satisfying the most demanding range of enterprise connectivity requirements. IBM Message Broker version 6 offers a wide range of transformation options, including Java, XSLT, ESQL, a new native mapping node, as well as now the ability to embed WebSphere Transformation Extender to accommodate a range of requirements and skill levels. Message Broker also offers universal connectivity through a range of input and output options beyond support for MQ. These include KIX, VSAM, QSAM, flat files, HTTP, WebSphere MQ Real-Time, any JMS 1.1 provider, SOAP and SOAP with attachments, custom formats, assuming the user is willing to write their own plugin node, the MQ telemetry transport for connectivity to SCADA devices, and TCP. In addition, the broker domain topology gives you tremendous flexibility according to your needs, such as a single hub, a bus, or arbitrary graph configuration, and heterogeneous topologies are supported and, in fact, encouraged. Message Broker takes full advantage of Sysplex synergy as well, offering horizontal scaling within broker domains, and with the Sysplex administered as part of a broker domain. These considerations affect your deployment and architecture decision, not your message flow design within the broker. Message Broker also leverages WebSphere MQ's powerful clustering capabilities, enabling robust workload management, including goal-oriented resource allocation, workload scaling, and workload isolation. Now let's move on to slide 14. Version 6 of Message Broker brings with it significant reductions in the total cost of ownership on Z. Version 6 includes full support for ZAP, enabling full offload exploitation for the Java Compute Node, the XSLT engine, real-time, and multicast protocols, as well as for the Configuration Manager. In addition, new features introduced in Version 6 have taken significant strides forward, including 50% performance improvements across all platforms over Version 5, compact parsers for XML to reduce the CPU utilization to read, write, and navigate XML documents, thereby reducing storage requirements for those messages by up to 66%. Unicode database support to efficiently store data from worldwide sources without loss, and industry-based, for example, Swift and record-based COBOL or C parsers have also seen tremendous improvements by a factor of up to 4 over version 5. Now on slide 15, we see some of the ZOS-specific capabilities that make Message Broker such a powerful solution for System Z. Native VSAM support is provided through 5 nodes that support different processing scenarios, including batch input processing, reading a specified number of records from a VSAM dataset, and propagating each record to subsequent nodes in your message flow, with update processing, which allows record locking for updating later in a message flow, data enrichment and routing from VSAM, using VSAM as a database to perform data enrichment or message routing, data logging to VSAM, recording interesting events to a VSAM file, deletion of VSAM data, or removal of VSAM file records on the basis of the message processing performed in Broker. Message Broker also includes QSAM nodes, which are similar to the VSAM nodes in concept, but sequential file-oriented instead. And last, and certainly not least, Message Broker includes full support for transactional high-performance KIX interaction direct from a message flow running on ZOS. Now, moving on to slide 16, we see an example through a major U.S. rental car company. IBM WebSphere Message Broker and WebSphere MQ for ZOS enabled this firm to share data between new online applications and their existing reservation, rental, and information management systems. These solutions help the company to facilitate the movement of information to support publish and subscribe requests, such as enabling a customer to automatically receive an email confirmation for his or her reservation. And we can see here from the project's CTO that this has been a success. He states, IBM's solution provided the scalability, flexibility, and openness to support whatever our business units needed to do. Now on slide 17. Now that we've talked about WebSphere Message Broker's powerful capabilities when running on ZOS, let's look at some of the ways in which you can accelerate and extend your connectivity infrastructure using IBM's technology. On slide 17, we'll take a look at how you can extend your advanced ESB to offer true any-to-any connectivity using the WebSphere Transformation Extender. WebSphere Transformation Extender for Message Broker plugs directly into your advanced ESB and extends it to enable enriched data enhancements, including lookups, data logic and routing, transaction repair, and related information and usage rules. Webster Transformation Extender offers many-to-many transformations, including single transaction conversions and logic, mixed data and source data types, and dependent result sets and nested structure dependencies. In addition, Webster Transformation Extender extends your advanced DSP to provide complex data transformation, including support for nested and semi-structured or hierarchical data types, as well as dependent inputs and outputs. In addition, it also has support for binary, packed, ASCII, and mixed carry data. Moving to slide 18. In addition to WebSphere Transformation Extender, IBM offers the broadest reach to hundreds of endpoints through our portfolio of adapters. Here on slide 18, we can see that there are many ways to connect into your SOA, and adapters play a key role in providing connectivity to leading application APIs such as SAP and Siebel. Moving now to slide 19, we can see this extensive portfolio of connectivity solutions enables rapid integration of applications. In fact, a critical mass of connectivity solutions which connect your IT assets into a service-oriented architecture is necessary to deploy new SOA solutions. IBM provides the greatest breadth and depth of capability in this area. On slide 20, we see another way in which IBM enables customers to accelerate their advanced DSP solutions, leveraging SOA appliances. SOA appliances redefine the boundaries of middleware by embedding message processing directly into network hardware, enabling otherwise unachievable performance. This speed allows complex, heavy-use problems to be broken down and approached differently. The devices run as a proxy, providing integration features without core CPU impact or application modification. In addition, the devices currently embed hardened security features. SOA appliances can reduce the complexity of implementation by centralizing the solutions to some challenging problems such as XML security. This is what SOA is all about if you think about it, doing something once and doing it well for large numbers of applications and systems. Prepackaged appliances such as our SOA appliances can reduce the skills and time needed to specify, order, install, and deploy, making them appropriate for large-scale distribution and deployment. So moving on to slide 21, and to sum up, IBM is in a unique position to offer our clients a functionally rich, high-performance, highly available, scalable, and manageable enterprise service bus on System Z. Version 6 of WebSphere Message Broker provides a first-class ZOS subsystem implementation and is well integrated with the key characteristics of the ZOS platform, which its users expect for their business processes. By extending and accelerating their ESB solutions with WebSphere adapters, WebSphere Transformation Extender, and Data Power solutions, our clients are leveraging universal connectivity to build their SOA on the robust capabilities of an advanced ESB for ZOS. Lastly, I've included some pointers to additional resources. These include a tremendously valuable wildfire class for WebSphere Message Broker taking place October 3rd through 5th in Gaithersburg. If you go to the link here, you can register for the class, which will provide a 3-day deep dive into all of the best practices around Message Broker development, management, and administration on System Z. There's a Developer Works article also on the value of WebSphere Message Broker on ZOS. And for those wanting a deeper technical look at WebSphere Message Broker for ZOS, Anthony O'Dowd, our Chief Broker Architect, recorded a webcast that you can view by following the link here on slide 22. Last and absolutely least, on slide 23, I've put my contact details there. I welcome any and all of you to contact me with specific questions about WebSphere Message Broker in particular, or if you have questions around parenting or dealing with a golf addiction, I will do my best to help out. Thank you very much for your time, and now I'll turn it back over to the operator.
Thank you, Nick. Now we would like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key, followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. Our first question, please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. If it was low, press star 3. Again, that question, please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. High, star 1. Medium, star 2. Low, star 3. And we'll pause for just a moment to give everyone a chance to signal. Our second question, was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference, if it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. If it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. Again, the level of technical information presented in the teleconference was at the right level, star 1, not technical enough, star 2, more technical than I needed to hear, star 3. And again, we'll pause for just a moment. And question number 3, do you have an SOA implementation project planned involving the mainframe, and if so, when? If yes, within 6 months, press star 1. If yes, but more than 6 months out, press star 2. And if no, you don't currently have a project planned, press star 3. Again, do you have an SOA implementation project planned involving the mainframe, and if so, when? Within 6 months, star 1. More than 6 months out, press star 2. And if no, press star 3. And our final survey question today, we hope you have enjoyed the teleconference. Please let us know if you are interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. Again, please let us know if you are interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. Star 1 for yes, star 2 for no. Again, we'll pause for just a moment. And that concludes our survey. Thank you all for your participation. Now let's move to your questions. To ask your question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone at any time. And now at this time, I will turn the call over to Nick while we wait for your questions.
Okay, thanks.
And again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. And Nick, it doesn't appear we have any questions. Did you have anything further you'd like to add?
No, that's it. As I said earlier, I welcome any and all questions to be sent to me at my email address that I included in the presentation. And thank you very much for your time.
Okay, and Nick, we have actually gotten a question from Tom Kelly.
Okay.
I'm sorry I got on a little late. I have no idea where these slides are that you've been referring to for the last half hour.
Oh, okay. It was my understanding that they were going to be distributed out with the notification of the link where the site was. If you you can either send an email directly to me, because I actually don't have the link handy here.
I cannot find the email on the response.
Yeah, so
whatever they send, it doesn't begin with IBM.
Okay, let me
and the number and the authorization code, and I've been unable to follow anything, so I've been very disappointed.
Okay, I apologize for that. Let me just give you my email address right now. It's N-I-C-H, B as in boy, U-R, at us.ibm.com. If you just send me a quick note, I will be happy to send the deck back to you. And there is also another this call is recorded, so you can feel free to go through and listen to it again with the slides in front of you.
Okay, so M-I-C-H.
I'm sorry, it's N as in Nancy, okay. I-C-H, so Nick Burling.
N-I-C-H-B-U-R
at us.ibm.com.
Okay.
Okay, and Nick, we have no further questions coming in. Did you have anything further you wanted to add?
That's it from my end.
Okay, and that does conclude our conference. Thank you all for your participation. We do hope you enjoy the rest of your day.